This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Obama went from the capitals of Europe to Joplin, Missouri this weekend. That Midwestern town will be cleaning up for months and rebuilding for years after a powerful tornado plowed through a week ago, killing more than 135 people. The president toured the devastated areas before attending a memorial service. NPR's Wade Goodwin has this report.
The Performing Arts Center here at Missouri Southern State University was packed with the families of those killed and injured and thousands of their fellow citizens. The first person at the lectern was Father Justin Moynihan, and a more fitting symbol of the horror and miracle that is Joplin, Missouri could not be found. St. Mary's Catholic Church was directly in the path of the twister. The pastor had not been paying attention to the weather. He first knew something was going badly when he noticed the furniture was blowing around the rectory. Moynihan ran to the bathroom and jumped into the bathtub as the rectory collapsed on top of him. He was so buried inside his little tub that his parishioners had to dig him out. In his soft Irish brogue, he stood before the gathered, a living miracle.
Heavenly Father, we take time to pause, reflect, and pray. Amidst the pain and hurt of this devastation, we have no doubt of your presence among us. And with your help, we will put our hands to the plow.
President Obama was warmly received by a crowd full of emotion. The president began by hailing Joplin's heroes and explained his vision of the common man who responds with uncommon courage when the moment requires. There are heroes all around us, all the time, the president said. They walk by us on the sidewalk and they sit next to us in class. They pass us in the aisle wearing an orange apron. They come to our table at a restaurant and ask us what we'd like to order.
There was a young man named Christopher Lucas who was 26 years old. Father of two daughters, third daughter on the way. Just like any other night, Christopher was doing his job as manager on duty at Pizza Hut, and then he heard the storm coming.
The president told how Lucas herded his staff and customers into the freezer, but there was no way to hold the freezer door closed from the inside, so the manager went in search of a rope.
He made it back just in time, tying a piece of bungee cord to the handle outside, wrapping the other end around his arm, holding the door closed with all his might.
Lucas was sucked into that tornadic monster and killed, but his actions saved more than a dozen others in that Pizza Hut freezer. The president vowed he will not forget the people of Joplin.
And as president, I can promise you, your country will be there with you every single step of the way. We will be with you every step of the way. We're not going anywhere.
After the memorial, dozens of families who lost loved ones filed into the parking lot. Zachary Tussinger lost his aunt and uncle, Glenn and Lonnie Holland. Holland had retired from the Air Force. He was 59. Tussinger thought the president understands something about Joplin that Joplin itself hadn't known until this week.
You know, before this tornado, I would have said it's the most average place in the world, but it's not. This is the most unaverage, most extraordinary place in the world. And I'm glad that he recognized that the American people need to be behind us, not just this week, and next month, and next year.
Standing next to Tussinger is 83-year-old Betty Jones. Her house was destroyed, her neighbors killed in their homes and backyards, but the F5 tornado could not knock the fight out of her.
How are you holding up?
Fine. I'm old, honey. I've lived through World War II, so hey, I'm fine. I just take this each day.
To take this each day is Joplin's only option. Tomorrow is another one. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Joplin.